Hello and welcome to The Irishman, the daily podcast where I watch exactly 1 minute of the 3.5 hour 2019 Netflix movie, The Irishman, and talk about it. I'm Ryan Simmons and today is Monday, February 8th. Oh boy. Okay, so I'm doing this one really quickly because it's 4:30 in the afternoon and I missed Wednesday and Friday last week. And I know this is supposed to be a Monday through Friday thing, but honestly, folks, moving forward, I think you just kind of get it when you get it, which has been the way we've been doing this all along. And I think I am just the only person who has not totally accepted that yet. And I need to just accept it. It's 4:30 in the afternoon, and my beloved and I still need to go grocery shopping. So, all I'll say is congratulations to the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Fuck Tom Brady. Fuck Antonio Brown. and let's see, what else? What else has been happening? What else, guys? What else? I don't know. Let's just get right to the movie, huh? Let's just get right into it. He was talking about Tony Pro. He gives union guys like us a bad name, I think, is the last thing that we heard. We're at an hour and 18, rapid fire today. Right into it. Let's go. I'm going to start the min right now. Something's got to be done, he says. I mean it. Something's got to be done. Tony, I think he's saying, I need you to kill Tony, and he's saying that's not easy.
Start running. Take over some of the locals.
So he's saying take over the union a little bit more.
He's a gangster.
They
run the union. I'm the president.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all I need is some guys who know their ways around, know how to handle themselves.
So he wants more mob guys.
That's why I want you to run for president.
In the union. And he wants Frankie to run for a local union president. You know, got it.
You, Irene, the girls, the lovely Peggy.
But that's not Peggy gets a shout out. Peggy gets a shout. Oh, pause it. Stop. Okay. This is a good one. This is a good one to just be really quick with today, right? He sits Frankie down. He goes, this guy's no good. But wait a second, he doesn't want Tony Pro in the union because he gives union guys like us a bad name. But then he kind of, why? Because he kills guys, right? But then he kind of floats to Frankie, you know, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if something happened to this guy. And Frank is like, I don't know if you want that. That's not so good either. So what's the problem with Tony Pro? He kills people. But then you try and get rid of him by killing him? Is that right? Am I understanding this correctly? And De Niro slash Frank, to his credit, is doing that whole thing you do when your boss asks you to do something that's not so good. Where you're like, I don't know if you're going to like, I don't know if that's what you want. You know, you kind of turn it back on them. You go, I don't know if that's what you want. I don't know if that's, you know, such a good idea for what you want. You don't want me to kill this guy. And then he goes, no, I want you to run for president of a local union chapter. Makes sense. Is that it? They're still in their PJs, loving the PJs. De Niro's got this kind of like rumpled cross pattern thing going on. And Pacino's got just the plain blue, which I like. And other than that, they're just hanging out. They're just two besties hanging out in their hotel room talking about potential murder of murderers and running for president. Oh, boy, we got this one in under 5 minutes. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm glad we could just knock this out. You know, sometimes it feels good to just knock it out. Because then you, listener, can burn through these episodes. I imagine there's someone out there dutifully catching up on all the back episodes. And so for you, I'll keep it short and sweet. And I will bid you adieu and see you tomorrow, Tuesday. Goodbye.